Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing how emotions, belief systems, thoughts, habits, and behaviors can transfer from one generation to the next. This is a process that is referred to as transgenerational transfer or transgenerational transmission. You'll also have the opportunity to experience a transgenerational forgiveness process. I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and informative, and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Are you enjoying these hypnosis programs and would you like more? Visit my new web store at www.hypnosis.media. This week, a new program released, Healing Your Inner Child Meditation. Through this program, you'll learn how to cultivate a feeling of safety within the body, develop better self-soothing skills, and how to develop better self-talk. Enter code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount. Due to the relaxing nature of this hypnosis program, please refrain from driving, operating heavy machinery, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thinking while listening to it. You are a link in a family chain that spans generations. At times, it can seem as though you're experiencing the life events of your ancestors and repeating those in your own timeline. Much of the suffering in life can stem from our family of origin. Emotions, patterns of behavior, belief systems, and habits can transfer from generation to generation. These are usually transferred unintentionally and subconsciously. This is referred to as transgenerational transfer or transgenerational transmission. It is possible to release these patterns and create new belief systems so that you can reclaim your life as your own. Forgiveness is the ultimate and final measure of releasing resentment, trauma, and anger. An event, once forgiven, becomes a powerless memory that no longer generates feelings of anger, rage, frustration, depression, and resentment. Forgiveness is kept in the heart of the forgiver. It is the one single thing that can set you free from anger, resentment, and hurt. Unresolved memories can cause chemical reactions in the body, sending out messenger molecules that create depression, fear, panic, physical ailments, chronic pain, and even suppression of the immune system. Resolving these emotions and events from the past are a very important part in restoring balance to the mind, to the body, and to the emotions. Transgenerational transfer has been studied in depth with Holocaust survivors and their children. Holocaust survivors experienced loss, powerlessness, and helplessness, and they felt guilty about the occurrences that happened. There was the thought, why was it me that survived? Much of this guilt was transferred to their children and grandchildren. In a study published by the Journal of Biological Psychiatry, they have discovered that children of Holocaust survivors have PTSD-like symptoms and higher levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. This shows the effect of transgenerational transfer, not only on a mind level, but also on a genetic level. The conclusion of this study was that genes that change as a result of environmental factors can be passed down through the generations, and this is known as transgenerational epigenetics. Poverty is an example of a transfer of belief system and behaviors that take place from parent to child. the child becomes programmed and imprinted with the parents' behaviors of living in poverty. And as a child grows into an adult, they can lack the knowledge and necessary tools to move beyond poverty. Emotions can also be transferred through generations. When a child grows up in a household with a parent who's angry or sad or depressed, then there's a higher likelihood that the child will take on that emotion. Many people have unresolved issues with their mothers, fathers, or grandparents, and transgenerational forgiveness work is a way that allows us to work with patterns of behavior, belief systems, and emotions that have been passed down through generations. Seeing as we are the genetic makeup from previous generations, our DNA becomes hardwired with patterns that have played out for decades or even centuries. This transgenerational forgiveness process works to rewire the mind and body by releasing those old patterns that may have been passed down. Through hypnosis, we can begin to reverse the process, with each generation forgiving the one that came before. It all ends and begins with you. It ends because you have the ability to choose to let go of all of the old patterning, and it begins because you can rebirth yourself in a new way. I recommend practicing this exercise until you achieve your desired results. Regardless of what has occurred in the past, forgiveness and healing is possible. Before you begin with this process, get out a blank piece of paper and answer the following questions. What patterns, belief systems, behaviors, or habits did you learn from your parents that are no longer serving you? How do these affect you today? If you could release these patterns, what would your life be like? Are there any emotions that were passed down from your parents? How did these emotions affect you today? If you could release these, what would your life be like? And finally, what have you learned from these patterns, belief systems, behaviors, habits, or emotions? Good. Now find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. And just allow every breath that you take to move you further and deeper into relaxation. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. Just following your breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. And relax your eyelids now to the point where they just won't work. That point where they become so heavy, so comfortable, and so tired that it simply feels as though it would be impossible to open them. And just allow that feeling of relaxation to begin to flow through you, flowing through every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body, from the top of your head, all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Just feel and sense yourself relaxing more and more deeply, more and more completely with each passing moment. In your mind's eye, begin to imagine yourself in a place of safety, a calm place, a place that is very special to you. To you and no one else, a place that helps you to feel calm, peaceful, a place that you feel really, really good. And as you experience yourself in that place, you can be aware now of the colors and textures in that place of safety, noticing how the light falls in this place, noticing the temperature, and noticing any sounds in this special place. Just continue to enjoy this pleasant scene in your mind as I count from 10 to 1. The lower the number, the more deeply relaxed you will become. Starting now at 10. 9, relaxing more and more. 8. 7. 6, becoming more and more relaxed. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Good, feeling very relaxed, very peaceful and still. Take this feeling of safety with you as we begin to leave your calm place. Imagine yourself now taking a walk in a beautiful meadow. It's springtime, and everything is just beginning to come alive. And as you walk along the path, you notice the fresh air, perhaps seeing butterflies gently floating above flowers. Everything is just perfect in this place. And just ahead of you, you see a hillside. And as you walk closer, you look up and you notice how the top of the hill meets with the blue of the sky. And as you stroll along in this beautiful place, you hear the sound of birds. You can smell the fresh spring scents of nature around you. And you can see the small animals scurrying here and there as they go about their business. As you get closer to the hill, you see an opening in the hillside. And you become aware of a gentle golden light coming from the opening. You're intrigued and curious as you begin to get closer. You find yourself standing at the opening and you begin to move into the space. And as you move inward, it opens into a round room. And you can see the walls shimmer and glisten. It's a beautiful place that you've happened upon. And as you look around, you begin to sense that someone is present. And you discover that waiting for you in this place is your mother and your father. And they're standing there with a gentle smile on their face. This is the good part of your mother and your father. You can experience your mother and your father asking for your forgiveness. Asking for your forgiveness for any pain that was caused, knowingly or unknowingly. In your heart, you know that this is the good part of your mother and father. The wise part. So you step forward. You look into their eyes and you begin to understand why they did what they did. And if you so choose, you can choose to embrace your mother and your father as they ask for forgiveness for any pain they may have caused you, either knowingly or unknowingly, to forgive them for any hurts or confusion they caused you. And perhaps you can feel your heart open to their honest request. And perhaps there is unconditional love that flows back and forth between your hearts. And as you connect in this very special place with the good parts of your mother and your father, you notice four figures appearing behind your mother and your father. And you notice that these four figures are your grandparents, your grandmothers, and your grandfathers. And your mother and father turn to face them. And as they turn around, your grandparents ask for their forgiveness, to forgive them for any hurt or pain they may have caused your mother or your father, either knowingly or unknowingly. Watch and experience as your mother accepts and forgives her own mother and father, and as your father accepts and forgives his own mother and father. Now that unconditional love flowing between them, that feeling of acceptance and unconditional love, is transferred back. And you notice more figures standing behind your grandparents. It is their parents, your great-grandparents. And the cycle continues with them asking for forgiveness, and your great-grandparents sending that forgiveness back, forgiving for any pain they may have caused knowingly or unknowingly. And so it goes back, generation by generation, one after another, embracing, asking for forgiveness, sharing unconditional love and acceptance. And you stand there as you witness this go on, one after another, back through the generations. And you can become aware of someone standing behind you. You turn around and it's your younger self, the part of you that is your inner child. You can wrap your arms around that child, and the two of you forgive each other. You can forgive them for any hurt or pain they may have caused you through their sadness or loneliness. You can forgive them for their childhood misunderstandings, and they can forgive you for any judgments you may have placed upon them or how they handled things in the past. And as you continue to embrace the younger you and let them know that you'll always be there for them, to help guide them and take care of them, the love moves between you and your inner child. And you can allow that child to move into your heart, so that that child is one with you. Placing that child into your heart, creating one whole person. And with this integration, there is a profound sense of unconditional love and acceptance, an experience of feeling as though you're coming home. Unconditional love, starting with you, sent back through your past to your child, back to your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and your great-great-grandparents, back through the ages, back to the very beginning of existence. Only love, acceptance, and peace flowing through you. Take one last look around this beautiful spot, this shimmering room, and you can begin to walk towards the opening that you came in as you move out into the open air, as you leave this place behind you, and soon you find yourself back on the path that led you to this place. And on your way back to your safe place, you notice the lovely trees that line the path. They are lush and their springtime foliage is fresh and glossy looking. As you admire them, you think about the roots and how they reach far down into the ground. Strong roots that nourish and support the large trees above them. Thinking of this helps you to feel grounded, and it connects and supports your sense of purpose in this lifetime. Stop for a moment and glance up into the sky. And as you close your eyes against the glistening sun, you can stand there and feel the warmth of the sun's golden rays. You feel light as it radiates all around you. It warms and protects you with its golden beams. And with that, you open your eyes and you slowly make your way back to your safe place where you started on this wonderful journey that you took today. Take a few moments and experience yourself back in your place of safety. That place that's very special to you and no one else. It helps you to feel calm, peaceful, relaxed. You can be aware of the colors and the textures in your place, noticing how the light falls in this place, noticing the temperature, and noticing any sounds associated with this place. This is your special place. And you can take the wonderful feelings that you have in this place with you, even after you've emerged from this state of relaxation. Just taking a few more moments to enjoy this pleasant feeling. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation and return to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, 2, emerging from relaxation, 3, 4, 5, 6, emerging from relaxation, 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I recommend using this program every day for 21 days or until you've reached your desired results. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it informative, inspiring, and healing. Thank you so much for downloading and supporting and listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about hypnosis, you can visit my website at www.donaldcurry.com. If you'd like to learn hypnosis, either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.ca. If you have questions, comments, or feedback, email hypnosispodcastcomments@gmail.com. Take care and be well until next time.